Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Rangers have won the Stanley Cup.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Saturday, keep it fierce and on the fan. Thanks for listening. Let's go back a little bit. So, I mean, I didn't even mention the Lightning playing right now. That one got out of hand. It's 3-0. They're in the third period. Maybe they rally. But obviously, we've been keeping our eyes on the Canadiens. Devils, that's in the third period, tied 2-2. Still scoreless down there in Philly with the Rangers Flyers. We I've been talking basically about the Mets and the Yankees, but really about Juan Soto, because I think that's like the last connector right now, especially before we embark on this season, before we actually see what happens. It's like, oh, he's renting in the Bronx, but he's going to buy in Queens. Like, yeah, okay, tell yourself whatever you got to tell yourself. Like, whatever you got to tell yourself to feel better about David Stearns being the president of baseball operations and Steve Cohen being the richest owner in the sport with the highest payroll in history and failing like they did, whatever you have to tell yourself. If you have to sell yourself this year that Juan Soto is going to be a Met next year for you to get through this year, do it. Don't listen to me at all. I just don't see it. I don't think it makes any sense. And as we embark on our first spring training games, man, baseball fans, we love baseball. We're so excited. The Yankees aren't on TV, but the Mets are. And you quickly didn't want to watch that Met game. It didn't help your morale. It didn't help you feel better about the situation with Kodai Senga going down this week and with all the marginal moves that were made by the new Milwaukee Mets. David Stearns coming from the Brew Crew to make a new crew. It's just mid. It's not great. It's not what you want, but you got to root for your team. You got to enjoy what you can enjoy. It's baseball time, and you got to hope for the best. So the Mets lose 10-5. To the Cardinals in their first game. Don't care about the stats. It's an exhibition. It doesn't matter. But oh joy, the Yankees are in the bottom of the eighth going into the top of the ninth, up 14-6 against the Tigers. And I'm sure you'll see a bunch of tweets and images and things about the Yankees and what happened there today. Let's get back to the phones. But before we do that, we got to look into this game tonight for the Knicks. 877-337-6666. The Knicks take on the Celtics in the Garden. It'll also be on ABC. So you'll go from the Rangers to the Knicks. What a time to be alive. The Mecca. The Garden. I mean, they're playing down there in Wells Fargo Center, but you go from the Rangers to the Garden. So you Rangers, Knicks fans, will get to watch your team on national television. Hopefully, the Rangers get a win. Will the Knicks be able to compete with the Celtics? I'm not going to say they can't. But I did see the Celtics right before the All-Star break absolutely wipe the floor with my Brooklyn Nets. And I don't know how long I'd be a Brooklyn Net fan, honestly. I mean, I have a drop talking about how many years I was a Nets fan, but I would always deflect. Like, yeah, I just root for Kobe, though. Yeah, I'm a Nets fan, but I'm rooting for LeBron. Like, yeah, sometimes I'm conflicted when, you know, Kobe plays against the Nets, I'm rooting for Kobe. Or when LeBron plays against the Nets, I'm rooting for Bron. I actually was saying that about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant coming into the league out of Texas, the Durantula. Remember we used to call him that? He didn't like that name, but I'm like, I root for the Durantula. He's ridiculous. Even Kyrie coming out of Jersey, coming out of Duke. I'm a Jersey guy, and I used to watch Duke basketball a lot. I was rooting for Kyrie. I don't root for the guy anymore. But you see what I'm saying? Like, being a Nets fan is such a struggle that you can't just be a Nets fan. You got to find individual players to latch on to. Well, the Celtics absolutely smacked the Nets, beat them by 50, and they fired their coach. And then they hire interim coach Kevin Ali, who was already there, and the team goes up to Toronto to play against RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly, and then they lose there and embarrass themselves again. They'll be on the floor tonight, so we'll see what the Celtics do with the Knicks at 8:30. They'll be on the floor tonight, the Brooklyn Nets, playing against A-Rod's team. You guys got to just Google A-Rod if you haven't seen it by now. A-Rod, I don't know if it's a spray tan on top of an actual tan. I don't know what he's going for. Maybe it's a Black History Month thing. It's not that. A-Rod is, he's looking awfully dark. And it's awfully dark for the Brooklyn Nets and their outlook. They got to go face the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are coming off a loss to Giannis and the Bucks, and I don't think they stand a chance tonight. 87-7, 33-7, 66-66. Edward is in Dumont, New Jersey on The Fan in New York.
Keith, I have a lot of respect for you, but if you ever say that you're not a Nets fan, again, I'm going to put you in the same class with Evan Roberts. Evan Roberts gave 3 minutes of net talk.
We're Nets fans, but we are struggling. This is one of the all-time worst times.
I understand that, but don't do this. I only call and listen to you because I know you're a diehard Nets. I'm dying.
I'm dying hard.
I understand. We can't get Claxton big money. Please let him walk. Claxton is not worth big money.
I don't know if they will. I don't know if Sean Marks is going to be here.
Well, if Sean Marks is not here, even better.
Right, because he's a Sean Marks pick. He's a Sean Marks guy.
I want Budenholzer. I want him as our next coach.
Budenholzer?
I want him. That's what I want.
Yeah, well, they kicked him out of
Milwaukee,
and I don't even know. They should have never let Mike Budenholzer go. He won a championship with them.
I understand that. And, don't you want him with you?
I would definitely take him. There's a bunch of coaches that I would take. They need to cast a wide net. Kevin Ollie is not going to be the guy.
Like who? Who else besides Budenholzer you like? I'm curious.
Who do I like to coach
don't
the Nets?
Don't say Mark Jackson, please.
No, I'm definitely not. I'm not going to say Mark Jackson Wright or like I don't know that answer yet. Let's see how the rest of the season goes. Let's see what coaches get fired around the league. Let's see what this roster is looking like because it's an attractive place, so much so that the Koch family wants to buy a 10% stake in the Brooklyn Nets. It's an attractive place, but they have to get this right. They have to get a coach that can be here for 10 years. They have to get a coach that's in lockstep with the GM. Is the GM going to be here? How are they building this team? They have picks. They have some young talent, but they gotta get it together.
So what do you think about Simmons?
I hate the fact that they took on that trade. I've been saying that since Carton pulled me in. I was sitting downstairs, and I'm listening to Craig Carton talk about, where's Keith? When the report first came through that James Harden was disgruntled and that Daryl Morey was trying to make a trade with the Nets. And I came up here, and I said, no matter what you do, make Harden sit. Make him be inactive. You do not accept the trade for Ben Simmons. He's a baby. He's not going to play. It's never going to work here. It didn't work in Philadelphia. It can't work in New York. And look at this.
Devin Finney-Smith, what do you do with him?
Well, they couldn't trade him at the deadline because I believe the Mavs wanted him, but the Mavs were playing games. After the Mavs made the trade,
we could have got a first round for him. Come on,
you think the Mavericks would have given a first round pick?
They were desperate,
but they didn't give up a first round pick for him. He's still here.
And Cam Johnson is Joe Harris all over again.
Oh no, he's bad. He's way better than Joe Harris.
Oh really? He's not even starting.
Yeah, because he's young and they just keep jerking him around.
Please stop this. Yeah, come on.
He's a bucket, man. They got to find a way to maximize that young kid. He's come out and set records. He's dropped 40 points in multiple games. Like, he's come out and been Allen Iverson-like. Like, they got to find a way.
You said Cam Johnson or Cam Thomas?
I'm thinking of Cam Thomas. You said
Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard the wrong thing.
Okay.
Cam Johnson and Cam Thomas. Two completely different guys.
Yes.
Cam Johnson only got paid
almost like a Jalen Brunson contract, yes, which is ridiculous. I've said this one. He only got paid because they love Mikal Bridges. They love his personality. They love the fact that he's an Iron Man, that he plays every game. He's never hurt, and he's under control. So to keep him happy, the guy that they traded him here with is Cam Johnson. They call them the Twins. They did everything together in Phoenix. So to keep Mikal Bridges happy, you had to sign his guy. They signed Cam Johnson to a four-year deal. What a waste of money. What a waste of money. Joey Buckets is better than him. Joey Buckets might be better than him today.
You stop it. What medication you on? Do me a favor. I know you're going to cut me off. Give me Nets Talk every day.
We can't do that here.
Don't do that.
Thanks for the call, Ed. You're right. I'm going to cut you off. Trust me, I have a Nets podcast. I don't even want to do the pod. We can't come into WFAN and force the Nets conversation. They're terrible. They're not good. With what the Rangers are, with what the Knicks are, with what the Yankees are supposed to be, and all the turmoil around the Mets fans can be miserable and talk about how bad the Mets are 24-7. There's no way we're going to be able to force the Brooklyn Nets talk on the Fan.
You know who I can see the Nets hiring outside the box? It would be right up their alley. J.J. Redick.
I saw there were some odds for J.J. Redick because he lives in Brooklyn.
J.J. Redick because he interviewed with the Raptors last year. Like, he clearly wants to do this.
No, I've had enough of J.J. Redick.
I'm telling
now.
You, dude. Like, I that's an outside-the-box hire. Now, listen.
Do the Old Man in the Three podcast. He was calling out Doc Rivers. Then he's calling out fans. Like, dude, do fans really want to be educated? I do all of this work on the X's and O's. No. The casual fan definitely doesn't. And even the diehard fan just wants to watch the game.
Right.
They don't want to know the X's and O's. They barely know the Jimmys and Joes.
Right. Or they, what that issue was about how he'd made the argument with Stephen A. on First Take and that got 10 million views and he's breaking
because
down the play.
It's the NBA. It's all drama. It's all storylines.
Right, and people want to listen to you and watch you guys argue over breaking down 10 minutes of Zion in the post.
And why do you think Stephen A. wins, where they're talking about he's going to make $20 million on his next contract? He don't break down anything. He barely watches the games.
Hardest working man in show business.
But he knows how to strike up some hot takes and controversy and yell and scream and
entertain. He's an entertainer.
Yeah. But I don't know how much of the game he watches.
So good.
I know he damn sure doesn't watch football. I know that when Isaiah Hartenstein started to be the starting center, he's like, I got to watch some guy named Isaiah Hartenstein. And I'm like, did you watch him last year or this year? That's the last guy you need to be worried about with the Knicks. He's talking about the Yankees. He's like, Isaiah Falefa, I want him gone. In year two? We were saying that last year when he was a shortstop. We don't mind him in year two. He's pitching for us. 877-337-6666. Mike is in Clifton Park. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for joining the show.
So really quick points on Yankees and then Knicks and Nets. So Yankees, you know, I'm not a Yankee fan, but I'm a baseball fan. And the Yankee part is interesting to me with Soto and Hal Steinbrenner. And do you think Soto is maybe like asking himself quietly, if Yankees sign me, will they be able to sign anyone else? And that was just kind of a thought because his house.
No, I don't think he cares about anyone else. He cares about his money. He wants to be. He wants to set records.
Okay.
He wants to have. He wore a shirt that said the generational Juan Soto. He wants to have the generational wealth.
Okay, gotcha. And then with the Knicks, if Randall comes back, you know he won't be 100% healthy. You know, but what do you think about him coming off the bench? Make the bench stronger, and that way he kind of eases off also. He didn't have to play the best player on the other team so much.
I think there's too much respect for the guy. He's a multi-time all-star. He was the face of the franchise before Brunson. I think you just have him on a minutes restriction. You start him, and your bench is already strong. I think that we're going to see how strong the Knicks are once they get whole. They have a lot of players, a lot of pieces, and these bench guys and these backup guys are getting a lot of good minutes right now.
You know, and another Nick point, if you don't mind. So when the offseason comes, and let's say Knicks have all these assets, right, to trade, I think if Mitchell, if we go back to Donovan Mitchell, if he wants to be on the Knicks, he has to be like the bad Donovan Mitchell. He has to start talking about, I want to be with the Knicks, you know? He's always so kind of nice and quiet, so he has to kind of change his tune a little bit. And then if that happens, then you have Dante going back to the bench, and that would be a pretty strong team. And with your Nets, they're cursed, and the curse is the curse of Kenny A. I loved Kenny A as a head coach.
Yeah, they did him wrong.
He got wrong, and I think this is the time, if you're going to fire your coach and the Nets are going to be this bad, fire Sean Marks and start with a new GM and coach, and thanks for the time.
Thanks for the time, Mike. Thanks for the call, rather. I try and give you all time. He got a lot in. With the Knicks and Brunson, I don't think he goes anywhere, man. This is the point guard that you were waiting a long time for. You got a deal on him. You got to pay the guy. They're definitely going to pay that guy. And I am rooting for the Knicks to get whole. I got nothing to root for with the Brooklyn Nets. And that does not turn into me hating on the Knicks. That does not turn into me wanting to see the Knicks fail. Ultimately, when they do fail, I will get a chuckle out of it. But, like, I want to see them get whole and go on a run and see how far they can take this thing. I always tell you, I was at Game 5 last year. Shout out to Lee hooking me up. Put me in there when I needed it. I was deep in infant, newborn, baby land, losing my mind. And tickets came available. I took EJ here. I think EJ was on the fan last night. I took EJ with me to that Game 5. And I was sitting in there with Brooklyn Nets socks on. It was the only Nets gear I wore. I didn't want to be the guy showing up with the Nets jersey on. But I'm like, how quickly it went from dreams to nightmare. Dreams in Brooklyn of a finals appearance and a parade. Kevin Durant, foot on the line. And just that quickly, they're gone. Superstars are gone. The team sucks. Different head coaches. The owner should just sell. The GM should be fired. He's gotten how many mulligans? And he doesn't have any type of plan or direction, just figuring it out as he goes along. And then you look at the Knicks, and it's like, oh, tip your cap to their front office. They had a plan. Even when the fans didn't see the plan, they have put together a team that can contend potentially in the East. And tonight is going to be a small measuring stick, right? You're not at full strength. The Celtics are the best team in the NBA, they say. And you've got to go face these guys at home without, let's say just without Randall and without OG. I also think I saw Jericho Sims is not going to be available. The Knicks have been banged up. But let's say you're able to hang with the Boston Celtics. That gives you at least like a confidence that, hey, when we get whole, maybe we can go toe-to-toe with these guys. It's going to be a good game to watch. The Celtics are tough, though. The first thing I said, and the Celtics are 6.5-point favorites. The first thing I said about the Celtics this year was, who allowed this? Who allowed them to put Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis on this team? Who allowed them to put this roster together? Al Horford still got it. You got Jaylen Brown and Tatum still there. And then they even have like Luke Kornet as a bench piece. White is a good player. Like they have a good team. Joe Mazzulla, I think, is my age. And he barely got to coach those guys. He's got the best job in basketball. Joe Mazzulla is my age, 35 years old. He's just sitting back, letting them do their thing. So I would love to see the Knicks knock off the Celtics. I can't stand the Boston Celtics. 877-337-6666. We haven't gotten to this yet. Let's see what Justin in Ridgefield has to say on the fan. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going, Keith?
All right, bringing it home. What you got for us?
So with all the turmoil the Jets are in, and, you know, I mean, we don't pay attention kind of to these little assistant coaches and, you know, these guys kind of behind the scenes that get let go and everything like that. I was wondering how much you think, like, that might be an indication of some of these guys that might have been the media leaks and them kind of trying to plug some of those holes. And maybe that goes unnoticed. I mean, maybe even a guy like Rex Hogan or something like that behind the scenes who could have been, you know, leaking stuff.
I think that potentially there could be some of that from coaches, but I really think that's players. And my reaction just now was boom, with 6 minutes left, the captain, Nico Hischier, puts the Devils up 3-2, need this win, lock it down. I think also, man, this is such a big offseason for the Jets, and there's just so much that they have to do to make that offensive line better, to add another weapon. But you know, I'm going to save my NFL talk. Thanks for the call, Justin. I'm going to save my NFL talk for this upcoming week. I have 5 shows Monday through Friday. Some of them are late. I think I have a couple 5-hour shows. I mean, we're coming up on the NFL Scouting Combine. It's all week. It's Monday to Monday. So I'm going to save my takes on that. I had some notes today if people wanted to get in the weeds on, like, the NFL salary cap. But, like, today's not the day for that. The NFL raised the salary cap to $255.4 million, that's a $30 increase. You need a good GM to make the right moves. I mean, on the other side, the Giants, this is a huge offseason for them with the money that they're going to have in the cap and free agency and what they're going to do in the draft. Both of those teams need to be competitive next year. And these next few months is how you get ahead. So stay tuned this week on The Fan. I'm sure it won't be just me, but the NFL is year-round.
And we're going to start to see some of these guys in the combine that are highly touted. We're going to see how these guys bench press, how these guys run, how these guys jump, how these guys just look. Do they look the part? I love watching these guys throw on air. I love watching the quarterbacks throw. I love watching these guys run routes. And I can't wait to watch it. And we'll start to speculate. Who are the Jets and Giants going to take? What they're going to do or not do? And how they're going to make this team better? Disappointing years. Injury-filled years. But they got to bounce back. This is New York. They got to bounce back and be able to compete. 877-337-6666. The NFL is year-round. They don't miss a beat with it. This scouting combine, some of the best players in the country will be invited. I know I did a show earlier this week talking about how many top players we're going to get to see from around the country. And if you watch college football like I watch college football, the actual college football has nothing to do with the testing and these guys running around and Under Armour or whatever. But it's fun to see like which one of these guys or who is who and what is what out of these guys as far as like they're good football players and they've been preparing now for the combine for a few months. Like these guys that go out and bench press ridiculous or run the three cone drill or whatever. Like I'm into that. I played football my whole life. I remember getting ready for combines. I remember testing. I remember thinking like, I got to kill it at the Penn State combine to get offers. And I did. So I'm into all of that. 877-337-6666. The NFL is king. They have made it so that like the Super Bowl was just a couple of weeks ago. Okay. We're starting on the new league year. Players are being released. Salary cap goes up. Scouting combine is going to hit. And we're going to start talking about the draft this week. Let's keep it rolling with the same conversation we've pretty much been having all day. Phil is in Stamford, Connecticut. What you got for us, Phil?
Hey, Keith, appreciate you taking the call. I'm a Yankees fan, should preface. And I might be the only Yankees fan who I could not care less what happens with Soto next year.
That's a good way to look at it.
I might even be a little bit apprehensive giving him a huge contract. I mean, say he has by no means a bad season. Bats 260, maybe hits 25 home runs, maybe gets in the upper 80s, low 90s in RBIs. We're going to shell out $500 million for this guy and pay him more than our captain, Judge, who is by all means a better player than him. Like, I'll be happy if he plays well and contributes to winning. I'll be very excited to see it. But I could not care less if he walks, really. Yeah. It doesn't scare
it's,
me
it's,
for
it's
whatever
It's yet
reason.
To be seen, right? And that's why I tell Yankee fans, sit back and enjoy the ride. We want this guy to have a banner walk year. We want to end up paying him $500, $600 million, right? Or having to offer him that. We want this guy to have the best year of his career because we've seen some of the best years of his career. We've seen him go to Houston and defeat the Astros. We've seen him be a primetime
player.
As
a rookie, as a 19-year-old kid, no less. He was amazing in that series.
But the other side of the coin is, I mean, he's been fairly healthy his whole career. He's got to stay healthy. The other side of the coin is he's got to adjust. This is a pressure cooker over here. This isn't Washington, D.C. He's got to adjust to playing in New York. I know Sean Morash put out a call a couple months ago to not boo him, and I got on the fan that same night, and I was like, I don't know what stadium you go to, but that's not how it works. It's the Bronx
cheer. That's outrageous.
They boo everybody.
We boo everyone, except maybe Judge.
No, I was there. They booed Judge. They booed Judge when he turned down the contract. They booed Judge during his 62 year. People will boo because, one, there are fans that don't know anything. They'll boo anybody that strikes out. They'll boo anybody that's struggling. Two, there are some fans, they do not care. They do not. You guys have these Yankees, who has won a World Series in pinstripes? These Yankees haven't won anything for us. They haven't earned the right to not be criticized, not be booed. They make millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
We're looking for a winner. There are Yankee fans that will go there and boo. I am not like that. I boo opposing pitchers that are taking too long to throw a pitch. Pitch clock kind of solved that. I boo the hell out of umpires. I'll wear an umpire out.
I've definitely booed Giancarlo Stanton, that's for sure.
I've never booed Stanton. But I understand it. I didn't even boo Joey Gallo. So, like, I understand. Oh. I didn't even boo Josh Donaldson. I couldn't stand the guy. But, yes, your thought of I don't really care, I think it's great to have him for this year. But there's a chance that they do win the World Series this year. And if they win the World Series and let him walk, I don't care. I want that World Series.
Yeah.
And then also,
totally
as we're getting a good look at Spencer Jones this spring, that's the insurance plan.
Spencer Jones, if Dominguez comes back healthy too off the surgery. I mean, we've got some prospects. It's time to start testing them out.
Yes, sir. The Yankees will be fine. They'll be better than fine. Thanks for the call, Phil. Boom, there's another goal. Woo! 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 Da 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 da. I don't know the words to the Devil's Goal song. I just know you suck. It's Gaslight Anthem. They performed it at the Stadium Series. I know in the arena, the you suck part. So, anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got a half an hour left. We got to break it down. But the Devils look like they're in the driver's seat. They're going to get this win. It's 4-2 with minutes left, like 3 minutes left. And let's check on the Rangers. It's still scoreless in the second period. So let's take this break. Call me up and try and get your last thoughts, last calls in. KM to 5 p.m. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Yo, you know, this was Harrison Bader's walk-up song last year. Maybe he'll bring that back for Citi Field. No, he should probably switch it up. Do something completely different. Keith McPherson on The Fan. This is my last 25 minutes or so. The Devils win. Fly the W. The New Jersey Devil is skating across the ice with the W flag right now. I thought I spoke too soon. As soon as I said the Devils were up 4-2 and should have this one locked up, of course, the Canadiens score to make it 4-3 with like a minute and 50 left. And I was like, I got to be careful. This mic is powerful. You hear me say that a lot. And what I mean is, you don't want to jinx things. You don't want to speak too sure of yourself. I mean, anything can happen. And a lot of people are listening. A lot of people are hearing this. So the Devils do win. Still waiting on the Rangers to score. They're in the power play. I do believe, let me refresh this before I go any further. Yes, the Lightning only are up by a goal. There's a minute and a half left. The Lightning were up 3-0. The Islanders put two in the net to make it 3-2, but I don't know. The Lightning probably hold them off. I don't have eyes on that. And it's still scoreless down in Philadelphia with the Rangers Coming up after that Rangers game, you will get to see the New York Knicks take on the Boston Celtics. And I expect the Celtics to win, but I also expect the Knicks to compete. Like, I expect the Knicks to go out there and play hard like they do every night. And obviously, they're down a few guys, but this will be a good measuring stick. Because if you can compete with the Celtics and they're at full strength and you're not, it'll make you feel confident that when you get whole, that you can actually rock with them, that you can actually beat them even. And, I mean, if you think you're winning the Eastern Conference going to the finals, it's going to have to run through Boston. They are a juggernaut this year, and they've come up short plenty of years, but I think they feel more than any year that this is their year. Let's go to the phones. Let's keep clearing the calls, and I've got like 20 or so minutes left if you want to join us. 877-337-6666. Lance is in Danbury. What's up, Lance? You got it.
Keith, let's jinx the Celtics tonight. I'm on my way to the Garden. I'm with two Celtics fans that are wearing Boston gear.
Oh, yeah.
I told them if somebody beats them up,
you got to give them hell. That's one thing you can control, and the Knicks fans can control that. It's not like Brooklyn. It's not like Barclays Center. The Celtics fans will not take over the Garden tonight.
100%. I was so excited to go to this game, and now I know everybody's hurt. But like you said, I still think we can compete. I still think we can win. And I can't wait for playoff time because I think we could beat Boston this year and make it to the finals.
I'm
Have a good day,
that.
My friend.
Thanks for the call. Have a good time at the game tonight. Go New York, go New York, go. Like I said, the Celtics came to Brooklyn, and Tatum was getting MVP chance. And it's easy to take over the Brooklyn Nets building. Like, the Nets world just got built on the backs of KD, Kyrie, Harden, and the stars that they had and the success they had. I think the Rangers just scored. I need to get that game on. Did the Rangers score right there? Paulie just stepped out, but I'm looking at his TV through the glass. Yeah, 1-0 Rangers. Here you go, Rangers fans, Rangers fans. See? 10 in a row. We're winning the cup. But, yeah, the Celtics fans will not take over the Garden. And it does not matter who was on the floor for the Knicks. The Knicks fans will be behind them. It's a Saturday night game, and it's a nationally televised game. And if you're going to that game, be loud, root your team on. Anything can happen. Not wishing injury on any of the Celtics, but as I've talked a lot about injuries this week, injuries can happen. And, you know, they've got a 44-win team, and they're riding high. They lose Jason Tatum. They lose Jaylen Brown. They lose one of those guys, and that changes stuff. That changes what they hope for their season to be. You got to stay healthy. That's like the main thing. We always leave that out, or we always make that last. We just assume, oh, this team, and then guys get hurt. Another Knicks call. Let's go to Carl in Stamford, Connecticut. You got it, Carl.
Keith, what's going on, my man? It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for calling in. You got it.
I got one of the four teams that I root for in New York, the Giants, Knicks, the Rangers, and the Yankees. The New York Knicks are on the bottom of the totem pole, and I'm sure you could understand since like the last 15 years have been scary.
Sure.
But, I do believe that we are on the precipice of 1994 Part 2. I was only 10, but I want to see it, my man. I think the Rangers are about to go all in at their deadline, but the Knicks look so good, obviously prior to the injuries, and they're going to have a lot of guys coming back at the time when they need to and when they need to be healthy. And I just think that we are about to see something really special, my man. I really do.
I'm right there with you. I want to go on the ride with you. I'm a radio host in this city. I don't have to root for the team. I picked my teams I knew I'd be on the fan. I want to go on the ride with I want the Knicks and the Rangers to make it to their conference finals. Who knows, even make it to the championship so that we have something to talk about, you know?
Hell yeah, man. And I was at the last Giants parade, and I'm not going to drop any four-letter words because I'll get kicked off of this, but my God, was that a fun time. Was that a fun time? So I'm just saying, I don't think New York can handle it. I sure as hell can't handle it, but I really want to see it. And that's all I got to say. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I mean, I have told you guys 1,000 times. I was a college student. I had skipped too many classes. I had missed football practice a couple of times. I remember one time I skipped out on football practice to drive back to JMU and see one of my old girlfriends. Here comes the Yankees parade, and I don't have any leeway to skip class or practice. And I did not get on the train from Long Branch to New York Penn Station that day to go, and many other kids did, and friends of mine did. A lot of other people skipped out on their jobs and class and opportunities. I was a scholarship athlete. I really was in a position where I couldn't do that early on in the semester, or I would have been in some trouble. And that's a regret. I should have said, to hell with it. I don't care about this football team. I don't care about this class. I don't care about this scholarship. I don't care about any of this. But you know what? Young me, freshly 21 in college, was like, whatever. I'll graduate. I'll get a job in the city. And I'll go to multiple Yankee parades in the next 10, 15 years. Wrong. I mean, I did graduate. It took a little while to get a job in the city. But man, I've been working up here. I've been in the city working for a decade since the Fan Cave in 2014. I haven't seen a parade. Let's go to my guy, Dwight, in Asbury Park, where I'm from. What's up, Dwight? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, the guy you were talking about, the left-handed brother, Aaron Judge.
Spencer Jones.
Is he a straight southpaw, or is he a switch hitter?
He's a left-handed hitter.
Oh, yeah. Because all the thing is, if he's a possible switch hitter, that could be a definite diamond in the rough for the Yankees. He can hit you from both sides of the plate.
No, I think he's just a left-handed hitter, and he's a monster. They put a picture of him and Judge side by side, and I think I saw the caption was like, Spencer Jones makes Aaron Judge look like a regular-sized person. They're both giants. They're both huge. They're 6'7", both of these guys.
What? He's a Gronk with a baseball bat in his
hand?
Right.
These guys are basketball players. They could be on the NBA floor. Instead, they chose baseball, and they've got similar stances and swings. And, man, like, Spencer Jones is in the right place to be a 6'7 outfielder because, like I said, they're going to bring him up the same way they brought Judge up. Oh, and Judge is on the team for another 7 years. He can learn from Aaron Judge directly.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm out.
Appreciate it, Dwight. Let's see. I have probably 14 minutes. I think I can get to all my calls. Richard in Manhattan, welcome back. You're on the Fan.
Keith, if the Yankees win the World Series, Soto is walking right back to the Yankee clubhouse. Are you kidding me? When the 69 Mets won the World Series, that changed a mayoral election. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it'd be a seismic shift in New York City in baseball if the Yankees win the World Series this year. Where would he want to go?
He'll be back with the Yankees one way or another. I can bet you a million to one. Okay, NBA All-Star Game. I've been giving it some thought. They can't continue this way. Nothing will motivate the players. Money and the foreigners versus the United States.
All of it is bad. The slam dunk contest.
Well, let me interrupt. You have to change some sort of format. The players are too chummy. All-star, they're too friendly. This is my proposition. 1 year, try it. You do the NBA All-Stars, but you won't have 24 or 28. You'll have 12 or 14 versus first-year All-Stars, first-year and free agents.
The rising stars, they do that,
too. If rising or whatever, because these players are not secure enough to start goofing around on the court, and the NBA All-Stars do not want to look stupid, lose it. I mean, you got Wimbayani, you got Holmgren, and then who else? You don't even know these guys. But these guys are going to go out there to try to prove something on national TV, standalone game. We won't even know a lot of these guys. So they'll be playing seriously. And the NBA All-Stars will be motivated by not trying to look stupid to these guys. So, I mean, you'll still get showboating and all. But toward the end of the game, you know those NBA stars are not going to want to lose to guys that most fans never seen.
Yeah, but I just still think they need more than pride because these guys do not care. Like,
oh, I think they have pride on that. You think
like they need more than pride on the line? There has to be.
You think Anthony Davis would want to get dunked on by a guy that no one's ever seen before?
Anthony Davis joked that he was going to shoot every shot left-handed because there's no stats in the All-Star game and it doesn't matter.
Keith, that's because he's going against his friends.
Or that was Anthony Edwards, not Anthony Davis. I just think I look at these guys. They go to the All-Star game. They go there to chill. It's a break. But since they're All-Stars, they can't.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
If you put him against
the days of like Kobe Bryant guarding LeBron, and like LeBron, a lot of people are right. They blame it on LeBron because LeBron is the leader, the king of this era. He's been playing the last 20 years. He never did the dunk contest, and he never took on a challenge in the All-Star game playing against some of the greats. He just kind of went out there trying to do highlight dunks.
But we're trying to fix that.
They can't.
So why don't we try something different? I think it would work a little bit. Let's try it. Because I think the NBA players will not want to get embarrassed by no-name ball players.
You're familiar with the Rising Stars game, right?
Yeah, of course.
I don't think that taking those guys and putting them against the established multiple-time All-Stars is going to make the actual All-Stars play harder. I think the young guys will play harder, and the older guys will be like, we don't care. You guys are new. Like,
I don't know, but that's just it. If these guys are playing hard against the NBA All-Stars, they don't want to get embarrassed. That's
Richard, some of these guys don't even play. Some of these guys don't play
because
hard for their teams.
They're playing against their friends.
No, in the regular season. Season in the NBA, some of these guys don't even play. And some of these guys don't even play defense when they're out there for the team paying the millions.
Keith, you're putting all your marbles on the fact that the NBA stars will not want to get embarrassed by no name and
no,
first
no, no.
Year.
You're putting your marbles
That's
there.
That's what I
think. I think that they don't care. Thanks for the call, Richard. I don't think they care. Come on. You think these guys care about getting embarrassed? First off, nobody's watching. And they're in the middle of Indiana this year. These guys don't care about getting embarrassed on that floor. They're made men. I don't care about that. Trust me, I don't care about that. 444. Let's go to Billy in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, Billy?
Great timing for me. Thanks, Keith. I'm about to get out of the car.
Yeah, you're next in line. You got it.
I would have waited. I would have sat in that parking lot until I came.
Well, you also could have hit the free Odyssey app and listened on your phone and your headphones, take it to the Bluetooth in the house, you know.
Isn't that ironic? That's part of what my call is about. Was today has been such a good listen for me with you. I've been in and out of the car. I even booted you up on my phone when I made my breakfast. So that is ironic, and that's really what I was going to say. Where were the Yankees today, though? They were on Apple TV?
They were nowhere. They were playing in Detroit. Not in Detroit. They were playing in the Detroit Tigers spring training facilities, their field, and there's just something about, I don't know what their TV is. They didn't have the game on live today. I believe it may be broadcasted tomorrow on MLB.TV. I was checking MLB.TV. We didn't have the coverage here. Supposedly it was on radio somewhere, like Detroit. It was nowhere to be found. You got to go to Twitter. I put Talking Yanks over that. They did a good job live tweeting it. Some of the reporters, there's some clips that the Yankees put out at Yankees, but no, we couldn't watch the game today.
Well, one last parting comment. I think you're a great role model. I love when you touch on your past and where you came from. And I work with kids from urban areas, and to hear you get on the radio all day long and just command the respect that you do, it means a lot to people like me. And
thank
you. To a lot of kids out there. So
appreciate
thanks for your time, brother. All right, man.
Thanks, Billy. And like, I don't do it to just flex or gloat. I do it to inspire. I do it to show people that you can do it too. I was a long shot. I'm still a long shot. People have counted me out every single step of the way. And some way I just continue on. Sometimes I just laugh thinking about how many people either disrespected me or discounted me, even with this Yankee stuff, right? As I told you, the podcasts I did and some of the people that I used to work for, there's a reason why I didn't continue working with them. There's a reason why I left. There's a reason why I kept ascending. I treat people right, first off. I show everybody respect. And then also, I work hard. I don't expect anything to be given to me or handed to me for any reason. I just wasn't raised like that, right? I grew up with my mom, my little sister, my older brother in a 2-bedroom apartment. And shout out to my mom because I know she's listening. She built the foundation for us that, nothing is handed to you. You have to hustle. You have to grind. We're not fortunate like some of these people around us. Some of my friends that I grew up with had everything. I remember going to sleepovers young and being like, you got a washing machine in your house? You have a pool in your backyard? What's that extra room for? That's your dad's office? There's a computer in there? Like little things like that at like 8, 9 years old being like, well, damn, I got to get it when I get older. I got to figure it out. And bless my mom. She did everything she could for 3 kids and we have figured it out now, Ma. But like I speak on that stuff so people don't think I was just shot out of some type of cannon. It wasn't just a straight to the top for me. Like, I had to grind. I'm still grinding. I'm still out to prove myself. Every time I turn this mic on, it's a proving ground.
And you can do it too. You got to believe in yourself. You got to put in the work. You got to connect dots. You got to try. There's a lot of people that won't even try. So if you hear my voice and hear my story and that makes you want to try, good. 877-337-6666. If you call now, you'll probably be on with Danielle McCartan. Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Keith, what's up, buddy? It's an honor. I was going to talk briefly about how good it is to hear on the Fan new voice and how good you are and how I look forward to when you are on. But after what you just said, I don't think I need to say really anything.
You just said it, and I thank you for it. I appreciate that.
It's awesome. I love you all, guys. You know, I can name them off, but it's nice to hear a fresh voice. And you know what you're talking about too. So it's a good, you know, it's a good fit. You're awesome there.
Thank you.
So I want to talk about the Yanks briefly. When I look back at the 96, 98, 2000, you know, all the years they won, and you get a chance to look at some of their, their footage and behind the scenes stuff that you watch, you know, after they win, they show you the spring training, you know, behind the scenes stuff. And I've been following not all, you know, hardcore, obviously not like you, it's not my job, but follow the Yankees on Facebook a little bit on Instagram and stuff. And I don't know, it just seems like there's a different feel to this team.
Yep.
They got a different chemistry. They got a different togetherness.
Did you hear earlier when I was shouting out the Yankees social digital team and specifically Ryan, who I know is a huge part of the change, and how the Yankees weren't always good at the social digital game and showing us behind the scenes. Now they're leading the pack. Now they're great at it. And it gets you fired up. I said I saw Austin Wells with a catcher's cam on. I could watch that all day. Do more. Man,
my question I would ask that, is that new because of the new team, a new digital team?
No, or man, is that not the new players on this team. It just looks better because now you have Juan Soto, Alex Verdugo, Trent Grisham, Marcus Stroman, some different guys to focus and showcase. But there was a change. When I was in the Fan Cave in 2014, the Yankees social media team did not move like this. I would say they were very buttoned up. They were afraid about what they do. There was not a brand voice, right? Because it's the Yankees. They were not as cool as they were. I think they started to get a little bit more trendy, a little more with the times as far as puns and pop culture things and just playing to the younger fans around 2017, 2018, when they actually had like a little bit of a resurgence. And as of the last, let's say, 5 years since 2019, they're excellent on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of it, YouTube.
For sure. Awesome, man. Well, listen, go Yanks, and I look forward to listening to you throughout the season.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's see how many other calls we can get in. Let's go to Zen in Inwood, New York. Probably my second to last call. Go for it, Zen.
Hello. You're terrific, Keith. I enjoy you more than any of the others on the station, with the exception of Richard Neer.
Okay. So, high praise. And that's a weekend guy, and I'm starting to get my weekend shifts in. Shout out to Richard.
Shout out to you and all of your family for your accomplishments. I want to talk about the NBA, which I've been watching since 1954, the All-Star Game. Here's an idea. Both sides, East and West, have 15 players. In the first quarter, the coach can only play five guys, those five guys against the other five guys. The winner of the quarter, those guys get $100,000. The losers get nothing.
Okay, now you're talking.
Same thing for the second quarter and the third quarter. So now all 15 guys have played. In the fourth quarter, the coach can put any five guys on that he wants. No substitutions unless somebody gets hurt. Or if you want, you can have substitutions. Whatever. But
or if somebody's not taking it serious enough, you're out of there.
Right. Take them out of there. So you play the fourth quarter with five guys of the coach's choice. And the winners of the fourth quarter get the $100,000. And the winners of the game, they all get another $100,000, and the losers get nothing.
Oh, it could be more. Did you watch the in-season tournament at all? Because that's where I was going.
Next
with this.
And it was very competitive.
Yeah,
and it took the Lakers a month to recover.
Early December, we can get these guys to compete like it's May, huh? Yeah, because you put a $500,000 incentive out there, and all of a sudden these guys are hooping, and early December, when usually these guys are cruising, taking it easy, and load managing, you got the whole league to play competitive, so much so where guys were ready to fight. Like, yeah, how were you able to do that? By you're incentivizing it. Because some of those guys on the end of the bench don't make the money that LeBron makes, where the team is coming together to win that $500,000 for them.
Right, right. Here's another point. To coach those 15 and 15 on East and West, you get, for instance, Bird on one side and Magic on the other.
Sure.
Or
sure. Instead of Doc Rivers, who just got the job with the Bucks, Doc Rivers is now the head coach of the East. We're like, you just got back here. Zen, thank you for the call and for the options. Maybe Adam Silver is somewhere in New York listening. Last call goes to my guy, Mario in Long Beach. Mario, you're good at getting on the Fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Nice to get in your last. I appreciate you getting me in. First of all, don't think of yourself as a long shot. You're not.
I don't. Some people do.
That's my opinion.
It seems to be a consistent theme in my life that people look at me as no, and I always looked at myself as yes.
I did the same thing. I'll give you a quick little story. When I was in banking, I retired as a vice president in a bank. When I was a teller, I used to go on my lunch. I used to take a half an hour. The second half an hour, I had nothing to do. I would go to the manager and say, I have nothing to do. Can I learn from you? And I learned things that got me ahead later on. Mm-hmm. And all the other tellers used
smart
to say, what are you doing that for? That's your lunch hour. You should be relaxing. And what happened 10 years later, yeah, they're still tellers and I'm a manager.
Yeah, they're still relaxing.
They're still relaxing. So that's the point. Now, real quick on the Knicks, this is a real good game for them because even if they're competitive, think about it, they're missing 60% of their starting lineup tonight. 60%, right? The center and Anunoby and Randle. And they're number two
and the backup, Jericho Sims is out, I believe I saw. Obviously, Randle, OG Anunoby. If you're talking about Mitchell Robinson being out, like they're banged up. But
yeah, they're banged up. Six. So if they can play well and maybe even beat them, they're going to be really, really flying high. I think that if they get everybody back, but who knows, man, Keith? I don't know if they're going to get everybody back or not. You know?
Yeah, I don't know either. That. Thanks for the call. Thanks everybody for the call and positive words and rocking with me from 1 o'clock to 5. That's it, right? Time flies. Hopefully you got safely to wherever you were driving, or if you went grocery shopping or cleaned the house, you knocked that out and the time flew by. The sun is going down in like an hour. At least we got an hour. At least it's still bright out, right? I think the sun sets at like 5:40 something. Either way, thank you guys for listening. Danielle McCartan is coming up next. She'll take you into the night, and I got to send a shout out to my guy, Thomas Cunningham, if you're listening. Thomas writes me handwritten letters that come here at least every 2 weeks, and I plan on writing you back. I just don't really use the mail, but I'll get to it. Appreciate everybody. Talk to you Monday. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN, New York.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.